Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Sherry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's The Wake Up Show, and The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Call me, 412-928-9370. You know what to do. I'm sure you know what you want to say. Rough weekend, lots to talk about, and I surely don't have enough time in this show to go over everything that happened over the weekend. I'm certain that the Steelers are the hot topic right now, but there's plenty of hot topics regarding Pitt football. Not so hot about the Pittsburgh Penguins, but we kind of know now that they are subpar through the first few games of the season. So you can talk about them if you want. They have a game tonight, and they just lost over the weekend. The Steelers, they lost. They have a short week. They're going to play Tennessee in Pittsburgh for the second of three home games they're going to play in a row on Thursday Night Football. So we'll see how that all goes down. But call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on Twitter. My Twitter is at Callis_33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S _33. Get your comments out. Tell me what you want to say. Tell me what you think about Pittsburgh sports from over the weekend, because I'm still just trying to fathom all of it. Now, let's get a little bit into the Steelers, right? Because that's a hot topic. It's Monday morning. It's the morning after. So they lost 20-10, and they looked normal, which isn't good sometimes for the offense, but they looked normal, and they looked like they were pushing a comeback, and then Kenny got hurt to end the first half, and then Mitch came in. And Mitch made a bunch of questionable decisions, and the Steelers kept it close, and the defense kept the team in the game, but the Steelers ultimately lost. I don't think Mitch Trubisky is a good enough quarterback to lead the team to comebacks at this point in his career. Do I think that he's bad? Well, he made very bad decisions during the game. I think he's still got the potential to do like fine as a backup. I'm not ready to push the Mason Rudolph argument out there just yet, though I am curious to see how Rudolph would play in these circumstances, because we haven't seen him in a few years play quarterback for the Steelers consistently. So maybe put him in for a game and see what happens at this point. I mean, the Steelers could not afford to lose Kenny Pickett, and he's questionable right now. He's got a rib injury. That's what it was diagnosed as officially. It was a rib injury. So they still don't know, and we still don't know, or they might know, and they just haven't told us yet, but we don't know yet what the extent of his injury is and how long that injury is going to keep him out right now. So we don't know. There's still a lot of curiosities about whether he'll be ready to play on Thursday and who should play. I think Trubisky, again, not good enough to make a comeback. Like, Kenny Pickett was a part of this the offense that could come back in games. Kenny Pickett seemed to start to have a talent in coming back, you know, for the Steelers. So to not have him in the game and to bring Mitch Trubisky into a game where they're already trailing, it was hard to see them making a comeback. I still think that, again, he has some potential, and maybe in a better offense he would thrive. I still don't like Matt Canada, though I wouldn't blame Matt Canada for this game. We'll talk about that a little bit more as well, because I have opinions of Matt Canada. But overall, it's not Mitch Trubisky's, or it's not Matt Canada's fault in this game. Mitch Trubisky, I think, could play better under better circumstances with better coaches, but in this game he just isn't a quarterback that can make a comeback, and he's not a quarterback that seems to thrive well under pressure. Kenny Pickett seems cool under pressure, and he seemed like he could always lead a comeback successfully. Trubisky's not that guy. So I don't want to give up on Mitch Trubisky. I don't just want to throw Mason Rudolph in there because. But on the other hand, I am curious to see, well, how would Mason Rudolph do a few years later starting for this team? I mean, you always have Mitch to come in. If they don't play well, you can put him in later on in the game, but give Mason Rudolph some reps, maybe. I mean, I'm not totally closed to that idea, and I'm glad I don't have to make the decision, because I think it's a tough one. I think there are plenty of fans out there that are at least curious, like, huh, how would Mason do it? It's been a few years. On the other hand, though, I'm sure there are plenty of fans who are like, nope, he's not good. Remember that game against the Detroit Lions 2 years ago? And I do understand that argument as well. So I can't make the decision. I'm glad I don't have to. But I'm taking calls, 412-928-9370. Got some open phone lines, and we'll start with this caller. Good morning. Introduce yourself. Hello?
This is Roland from Castle Shannon.
All right, Roland. How you feeling about their Super Bowl hopes now?
I'm crushed.
Ah.
I was ready to book a ticket to Vegas after going out to L.A. last week.
Drat.
Nick, I have to tell you, it was heartbreaking to see how well that defense played.
Yeah.
What was heartbreaking, the Zebras. They were all rookies. I don't want to be sexist. They had a woman ref that looked clueless.
No.
Some of the worst calls in the history of NFL officiating, and Roger Goodell went to W&J right down the road from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Goodell needs to write a letter to apologize to the Steelers for the absurd fines last week for taunting. How do you come into Acrisure Stadium and use props, which are illegal, for celebration? How do you take terrible towels and go out on the field and stomp it in disrespect to the other team? How is that not taunting? After a celebration.
Yeah.
The only thing I can figure out that's going on right now within the Steelers organization is they don't know who to call to bring in to fix this offense. Maybe Byron Leftwich, he's not the right guy. He's won two Super Bowls, one as a Steelers quarterback and one with a GOAT down in Tampa under Bruce Arians. I don't know what Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin are thinking, but for the love of God, Matt Cannon needs to be put out of his misery. He's like a deer that's been run over on a highway.
All right. Thanks for the call, Roland. I appreciate it. So I'm not going to blame Matt Canada for this game, though I feel like under a better scheme, maybe they could have pulled through. I'll say that. On the other hand, too, the refs were not great in total. Not great. Kenny Pickett should have been... not flagged for, but he should have been the victim of a roughing the passer call. But they didn't call it. It seems like the Steelers don't get those calls on them and more are the assaulters, so to speak. Not technically that, but like they're the ones that usually get called for roughing the passer. They don't get calls on them. It just seems like that. And I don't want to complain about the officials, too. I feel like there are too many variables in this game that the Steelers could have overcome that would have led to the refs not being an issue. But the Kenny Pickett call, though, like Kenny Pickett getting hurt like that and the refs not calling it, That's not. I mean, there are so many other quarterbacks in the league where the refs seem they're sensitive to them because of their status, of their prominence, because they want to keep them in the game. And it doesn't seem like Pickett is one of those quarterbacks right now that the refs want to protect or the league wants to protect. We know all the big names out there that, you know, if they get hit, there's flags that are going to be thrown. Pickett right now, not one of those guys. That I'll hold to. Any other call? I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on calls. Other calls, because again, there's so many variables. But the one not getting roughing the passer there on that play that got a couple plays that ended up getting Pickett hurt. That's inexcusable. It's not great, and it's frustrating because if you have your quarterback in the game as well, the quarterback that has made comebacks and has stayed cool under pressure and has proven he can lead comebacks from previous games this season, maybe you pull that game out. I mean, 20-10 is the final. It's not a faraway score, especially not for Kenny Pickett, who seems to score late touchdowns in games this season. Mitch Trubisky, not that guy. Not the comeback kind of guy. Doesn't seem to stay calm under pressure. But if Pickett were in that game, I say that the Steelers win that game. And that's why it's frustrating that the officials didn't at least make an effort to protect him and give the Steelers more of an advantage for the defense not being fragile with him, I'll use, for lack of a better word. 412-928-9370. Got another caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Jimmy from Plumborough.
All right, what's on your mind, Jimmy?
Hey, how don't you blame Canada? Pickens, they threw the ball to him two times, and also the Jaguar player said that they knew what plays the Steelers were running. So how do you not blame Matt Canada for that?
Well, Jimmy, thanks for the call. Here's why, because their other top target that they've had in the game, Deontay Johnson, dropped several passes and also admitted that he should have caught several passes. The scheme was not perfect. Matt Canada's schemes are never perfect, but they had an opportunity in the first drive of the game to get a huge play, get a big play. But Deontay Johnson, tough pass, but Deontay Johnson admitted he should have caught it. It was a ball over his shoulder, over his head, that he could have brought down, and he didn't bring it down. And when your top receiver, I believe he's the highest paid receiver, right? Deontay Johnson, highest paid receiver, could not catch a pass like that, a bit more of a tough pass to give the Steelers their first down on their first drive of any game this season, and get them into at least field goal range to start the game. I mean, that changes the whole complexion of the game. But he drops that ball, he drops a few more passes in the game, and the Steelers have a three and out to start again. They lose the opportunity to get the ball to start the first half. Right, so there's so many more things that I think it's just not Matt Canada. Now I'm gonna address Matt Canada topics a little bit more if I have time coming up in a little bit, in a few minutes. But overall, that's why I don't blame Matt Canada, because Deontay Johnson, your leading receiver, they didn't target Pickens, which is, like, fine, but they also have their highest-paid receiver in Deontay Johnson not catching passes. And if Deontay Johnson's not getting many targets, making the money that he is on his contract, then I would have a problem with that as well. But Deontay Johnson has to make those catches. And just because they only targeted Pickens, a couple times. I mean, Deontay Johnson had plenty of opportunities to advance the ball down the field for the Steelers in solid chunks, and he dropped passes. So I don't blame Matt Canada for Deontay Johnson dropping passes. That's more of what I mean. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'll be right back with some more Steelers talk. If you want to call in, you can. 412-928-9370. And you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Stop into Sun for a chance to win great autographed memorabilia and tickets from your favorite Pittsburgh athletes and teams. Today, high of 56, low of 40 degrees. Expect rain throughout most of the day. It's going to be overcast toward the night. Then tomorrow, it's going to be overcast again with temperatures dropping, high of 46 and a low of 35. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I got a couple more minutes left to talk with you. If you want to get a word in, 412-928-9370, you're welcome to do so. We're talking about Matt Canada a little bit, his role in the Steelers' loss, other players that I think are deserving, the officials not calling roughing the passer to protect Kenny Pickett, which ultimately ended in Pickett sustaining a rib injury that took him out of that game at least, and we're still waiting for news that may confirm or give us some relief that he won't be hurt for Thursday Night Football, but it's a quick turnaround, which makes that injury extra precious and impactful. So talk about it with me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at callus_33. That's callas_33. Now, a caller just asked, why wouldn't you blame Matt Canada for this loss? And simple, because his play calling, while never truly great, does not excuse Deontay Johnson dropping several passes during the game. You only target George Pickens twice. Not very much. Sure. Okay. But also, your highest paid receiver couldn't catch passes. One of which would have ended the Steelers' drought of no first downs on the first drive of the game. I mean, they've gone three and out every single game when they've started on offense. So that's why I don't wholly blame Canada for this game in particular. Do I still want him fired at the end of the year? Or not technically fired. Do I still want to let him walk at the end of the year? Yeah. But not because of this game in particular. 412-928-9370. One more caller before I send it to the Fan Early Morning, or the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. This is Zach from Katana.
All right, Zach, what's on your mind?
I know Kenny Pickett got hurt, but even before that, I mean, I don't think he's thrown for over 250 yards. I don't think he's, you know, done very well. I think he's thrown two touchdowns in a game. I think that those are his best numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. Will Levis threw four touchdowns yesterday in his first game, and Kenny Pickett's got five all year.
Yep. Well, let me ask you this, though. Do you think there's some value at least to have Pickett come back in close games to push the Steelers to those close wins?
Nick, I love you, but Kenny Pickett has to come back in the fourth quarter because he plays terrible for the first three.
No, I don't. Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for the call. I think the offensive scheme from Matt Canada has something to do with the Steelers' slow starts. Kenny Pickett has not made some throws, I understand. But also, there could be better schemes drawn up by the Steelers to give them more of a chance to score early on in games. Pickett performing well in the fourth quarter, I mean, maybe that's valuable for where the Steelers stand, just because their defense is an elite defense. Their defense keeps them in games. And when you can make a late push and stay cool late in games, you can pull out those close wins and squeak to wins. Mitch Trubisky proved when he was playing yesterday that he's not necessarily great under pressure, and he made some very questionable decisions late in that game. The fact that they weren't moving with much urgency as well late in the game when they were down just 10, like, that to me, like, that wasn't, now that's a whole team thing, but Trubisky being the centerpiece of the offense in that setting, that I think speaks a lot to how Pickett has played and played well and played cool under pressure late in games that have led the Steelers to wins. I think under a better offensive scheme, Kenny Pickett could thrive. And I think that there's a whole lot more forcing plays that Matt Canada calls early in games, and then later in games, that's when they start throwing their hands in the air and saying, we don't have a choice, let's try something crazy. Mitch Trubisky didn't seem to execute anything of that to that standard. And that's why I value Kenny Pickett a little more. Would you like more offensive output? Absolutely. I don't put that all on Kenny Pickett, though. And I think that if Kenny Pickett doesn't get hurt in this game, the Steelers pull out a win. And that is the most valuable piece of the argument, is that if Kenny Pickett's in that game, the Steelers find a way to come back. Mitch Trubisky wasn't it. And the offensive scheme called through Mitch Trubisky at quarterback, it wasn't working.